Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who make a difference in more than a few ways our state's farmers and ranchers. This report is brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Growers Association, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. I can begin the topic for today by referring to those volunteer farmers who are so important to not only South Dakota corn, but most all of the other commodity groups in our state, because those folks are the ones who make the groups run. They do so at their own expense, their own time, and very importantly, their own talents and experience. Amendment W, should it pass, will put those volunteers at risk, and here's the reason why. Under Amendment W, a seven-person tribunal would be formed and appointed by the government, and as the amendment is written, it takes only three of those seven to begin investigating a complaint. A complaint, by the way, that can be filed by anybody for any reason. Amendment W would subject, and I'm quoting from the amendment as written, any elected or appointed official to the complaint process. Repeating, any appointed official. There's more and a few other reasons to vote no, but to me personally, the most striking is if passed, it'll jeopardize our ability to continue to attract volunteer public servants due to the risk of harassment, legal fees, and hearings. I'm talking school boards and hospital boards, commodity organizations, and many others. If I understand correctly, Amendment W sets aside almost $400,000 of South Dakota taxpayer money for this tribunal, and of course it's rare that a new government program doesn't cost more than originally proposed. Many are calling this a fourth branch of government designed to be beyond the reach of the executive, judicial, and legislative branches. Finally, I think this is important. No other state has anything like Amendment W, which may explain why Amendment W finds its roots with Represent Us, a Massachusetts-based nonprofit with little, if any, connection to South Dakota. I should mention that South Dakota Corn Growers Association is part of nearly 40 other South Dakota organizations that oppose this amendment. I must admit, I often enter the voting booth not totally prepared to consider something like Amendment W, but not this time on this amendment. A no vote is easy. Finally, you be safe, make certain you vote, and thanks for all that you do.